Undersecretary, we were here a year ago, second day on the job. A lot has happened in the past year.
It has. It's been a very productive year for U.S. agriculture all around the world. You know, the Secretary and I launched a three-point plan last November to really increase export opportunities and make sure that our farmers and ranchers were going to take advantage of this new market access President Trump has created. For me, the goal has been turning market access into market share, and we're doing that. The trade deficit is down 61% this government fiscal year over where it was last year, and a lot of that has been the traffic that we've gone out with farmers and ranchers, walking into rooms, building buyer-seller relationships, making sure they have the opportunity to promote and sell their products in a fair and effective way, and then we usually win.
It's been a lot of dependence over the years on China. Have we been able to diversify that mix?
We have diversified significantly. We're seeing record export sales to seven markets around the world, not including China as one of those. And so we're seeing that diversification. But the China deal the president signed is very material. Over the last decade, U.S. agriculture has sent about $18 billion a year to China. That's the average over the past decade. This deal is a $30 billion deal for the next 3 years. So that gives us a very solid China market to depend on, but then also we're continuing to diversify while we're doing that. That's the exact situation U.S. farming needs to make sure as we diversify, we don't lose that short-term market access.
I think the trade has looked at that China thing maybe pretty aggressive. You think that you're confident that that's going to be a reality?
Well, we've seen them beginning to import U.S. sorghum again, beginning to import U.S. logs again. They're buying other products, but the soybean number is also very productive. They have now purchased 12.4 million metric tons out of the 12 for this marketing year that they were supposed to meet, and we're already seeing over 2.5 million metric tons purchased for this next marketing year. And so, yes, we're going to get them up to 25 million metric tons. That's the goal. And I do see them headed in that direction.
You've been on the road a lot, trade missions all over. What do you have on the schedule?
Yeah, we've really been robust. I mean, USDA typically does about somewhere around 5 to 6 trade missions a year. I've led 14 this past year, and it's not just me going over. It's really me going with farmers and ranchers, with the commodity groups, and helping tell that story. We have a trade mission here coming up at the end of the month to Australia and New Zealand, and then we'll be going to Ghana shortly thereafter, and then Vietnam right after that.
Very good. I'd love to take